Dope. FM.
All right, everybody. This is Chase March, and I am down with Webster.
Yes.
Not too many downs.
Nice. Glad to hear it.
What's going on? How's it going, guys? We got Cam here.
Yeah. What's up?
And we got Pat.
How's it going?
Pretty good. So we're at the CNE right now. What does the CNE mean to you guys?
I used to come down here a lot when I was a kid and, you know, ride the rides and try and win the electric scooters and ride the bike backwards. So it's cool. It's definitely been part of my life for a long time, having grown up in Toronto.
How about you?
All the same. I used to come and, you know, eat too many corn dogs and get on the rides and get dizzy and go home with hopefully a prize or two.
It was good times.
Good times, it's, definitely.
And now we're here rapping and singing. Pat's here. In a band shell, so, you know, still having fun at the CNE.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. CNE always, for me, signals the end of the summer.
Oh, you know? Yeah?
It's like,
yeah, I guess so.
Once you hear the CNEs here, it's like, uh-oh, summer's gone.
Yeah.
But
it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Because the CNE's here. And it's that's good, and then and summer's ending, which is bad, but yeah. You still have fun anyways. Excuse to party.
Yep, definitely. So Down with Webster has been making a lot of noise lately. You've got all over the place, getting lots of radio play and lots of video play on Much Music and things. How did you guys form? How did this all come about?
It dates back to when, you know, junior high days. Me and Tyler, who's our bass keyboard player, and Marty, who's the drummer, kind of started playing music together around early high school, junior high. Originally, it was for a talent show. A lot of it was just kind of, you know, getting together after school and learning, you know, how to play our instruments together and eventually started writing songs, and you know, people from around the neighborhood kind of built up the
neighborhood friendships. That's definitely how it started out.
Yeah, very organic. You know, like very just come over after school and let's, you know, show us what you got. Let's jam. Let's come up with something. That thing you were playing the other day, kind of thing. And eventually, we started writing better and better songs, and it became what it is now.
So dope that you like me and we like, whoa.
it seems to me like you came out of nowhere this year, because I hadn't heard of you prior to that, and it was just like you're all over the place now. But you guys have been working for a long time and building a nice, loyal following.
Yeah, like here in Toronto, like I think, well, I know it's the place where we sort of, this is where we built, this is obviously where we grew up. So a lot of people here had already heard of us, and we were sort of building in this one market. But now, like, I'm sure everyone feels like we came up overnight. Like, if you're in the media like that, it's like, oh, all of a sudden they weren't on TV, and now they are on TV. So that's all new and really cool. But as far as the live show goes and stuff, we've been at it forever, and it's awesome.
If you were in Toronto and you were going out to see live music, you knew who we were.
Hopefully.
You know, I mean, yeah, but a lot of people did. I mean, if you were going out to any sort of, you know, 500-person cap club, you know, we were there playing. And I think that was part of why we are the unit we are now, is because we built solid friendships going to every gig, you know, a couple nights a week, waking up late for school because we were playing at clubs, so... You know.
Mm-hmm. Phone.
That's my phone ringing.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
All right. So you guys won a talent show that got you started, and then you also won the Rogers Mobile Universal Best Unsigned Band.
Yeah, that was cool. I remember that. That was only like a year and a half ago, man.
Yeah. That was very flattering.
It was really cool.
Yeah. So that's your label you're on now, Universal, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Yep. So. How'd that go about? Because you've got your album right now. Well, it's not an album, it's an EP. Mm-hmm. Time to Win Volume 1.
Yeah.
And it's a 7-track EP. But the research I was doing on you says you plan to release a second, Volume 2, mm-hmm. which is going to be another EP.
Yeah, sort of. Well, I think the original thought was, instead of, you know, making a full-length kind of classic-style record and touring it for, you know, 2 or 3 years, how people do... We didn't really want to do that. We wanted to be able to release music more frequently. So we put out the 7 songs, and then we're planning on releasing another one, which hopefully has, like, we are all for putting as many as we can on each installment, because it'd be wicked to be able to get a record out every year.
Yeah.
It's constantly new stuff. You get to play new stuff. It's always fun, because we're writing a lot, too, and we write and record a lot. So there's just a big volume of material that we want to get out, so...
That's cool, because it seems like the way people consume music mostly these days, I mean, I'm an album head, like, I love albums, but there's a lot of listeners and casual listeners that are all for the singles, you know?
So people aren't really buying albums anymore. Like, it's like, you know, try and make an album full of singles. Like, usually a single is just what people perceive to be your best song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you can make a bunch of what you consider to be your best songs, then you can't lose.
I think ideally, like, for us, is why we chose to make Time to Win Volume 1 and Volume 2, is to keep that sense of an album. But at the same time, hopefully you can enjoy all the songs on their own, you know, like as individual singles or what have you.
But yeah, the concept of lose track of songs.
Yeah, like, but it's nice to be able to, I mean, eventually if you go to the store in a few years, you know, you can look back on Down with Webster, Time to Win, and you can buy Volume 1 and Volume 2, hopefully in some sort of deluxe edition where it's like, okay, that was a concept that they spent a couple of years working on, and it went in a direction. It wasn't just, here's a bunch of songs.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty.
Although we know you're just going to listen to the one song or another song and one song at a time, but it's nice to have an album concept or some sort of theme.
Well, it's interesting because there are certain artists that put out an album and, you know, they have 1 or 2 singles, but you already got like 3 or 4 off of a 7-track EP that are bumping and making lots of noise.
Which is going well, yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, which is really cool, because my first exposure to you was watching Much Music Countdown.
Oh, cool.
And seeing Rich Girls. I noticed that I was like watching it and going, whoa, these guys are hip hop. You know, even though you've got this pop kind of sound, there's a little break in the song. And in the video, you do this little hand clap dance kind of thing, like this little sparse choreography that sometimes rappers will do because you don't want to dance. But you'll do this little move all together at the same time.
I'll dance the only way I know how to dance. You know, I just hear the music start moving. I can't dance. I've never tried to say I can dance. So I do what I do. My body just does things. I don't know.
We started making music in the first place because we weren't on the dance floor per se.
Yeah, but what do you say to my comment there when I say you guys are hip hop? Like, because a lot of people would say you're not, but you're hip hop.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, what's hip hop nowadays? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I grew up listening to lots of hip hop, and it's certainly not what it was when I was a kid. So, define hip-hop.
All the genres are sort of, you know, beginning to break down. Like, what's considered pop music now is what, like, you know what I mean? Hip-hop and pop music have largely somehow become fused together, and urban music's made it into rock and vice versa, and it's like this big, like, mesh of stuff. And I sort of think that we're really kind of... We're a good example of that kind of way that I feel that music is going, where you're able to incorporate, you know, all your favorite elements. You can have electronic and acoustic and all these different instruments and all these different genres in one thing, and have it be cool. Because that's like my iPod is full of really different stuff. Like, I'll listen to completely electronic based music for a week, and then I'll listen to nothing but hip hop for like 2 months, and I'll get into rock because like I'm around this guy, I'm around Pat, I'm around, you know, people that listen to that type of music, and I get, and it's cool. Like, I think it would suck to just be in, like, stuck in one genre, and if you ever felt like doing something, you'd be like, well, I can't do that because I'm hip-hop, and it's like, I have to follow these rules, and it's like, I think that would suck.
Yeah, it's a death to any form of good music. It's the purest factor.
And putting rules
on
it. No
one wants to get out of here, be original.
I know for our listeners, because we're an underground hip hop show.
Oh,
and,
sick!
And we're gonna play your stuff, and they're probably gonna go, "Whoa, that's why, you know,
why it's so poppy? Why
is
it
so?"
Well,
we have plenty of stuff that sounds a lot more like underground hip hop. That's maybe not what they play on the radio. So
yeah, because I was even thinking when I was listening to the album, I'm like, "Well, if I isolate just this 20 seconds here and play it and mix it, people aren't gonna know that's a pop group, you know? They're good."
Oh yeah, totally. Well, if you take verses, you know what I mean? You can take a couple of verses, and it doesn't sound super pop.
But at the same token, like, I like your music, so nice. I don't want to chop it up just so it'll be presentable to our audience.
Well,
like,
yeah,
and the fact that we can talk to you guys and play this and talk about the different,
and like, we've definitely like thought of it before too. Like, we play for we've opened for tons of different bands. Everyone from when you're opening for Fergie, and then all of a sudden you're opening for like, you know, Snoop Dogg, or and it's just like, you know, certain songs are going to fly when you're opening for pop groups that aren't going to necessarily fly when you're opening for hardcore rappers, which turns out isn't true. Like, we used to try and tailor our sets kind of like, well, this is a super hip-hop crowd, so we're going to play some stuff that's like that's more in that vein. Yeah. And then quickly realize it's just like, you know what? We just do what we do, and if people like it, they like it, and we're just gonna do it. And people respond well. The last time we opened for Snoop Dogg,
it was
awesome. People were right into it. So.
And you'd be surprised, you know, you think that you're going to open for one genre of music, and you've got to fit right in that vein. And you'd be surprised how many, you know, groups I've seen open for someone like Snoop Dogg or something that are just, you know, they might be purest hip-hop, but is it good? And people at the end of the day came to be entertained, and, you know, they want to see something entertaining. And Snoop Dogg's really entertaining, you know? He's hip-hop, but there's just as many entertaining dance groups or rock groups or, you know, any other genre. If you're good at what you're doing, I think people are going to at least tip their hat to you. Even if it's not their thing, they'll look at you and say, well, you've worked hard at what you do. You know, it's the same reason why my dad is now listening to Eminem. Because he's finally, wow, this guy's good.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you need to be open-minded with your music. And there's so many people that are closed-minded, but...
That's all right. I understand where they're coming from. I used to be super closed-minded when I was a kid. Like, growing up, I was like, you know, F this. Like, I'm only about, like, this and that and, like, you know...
I mean, it's gonna happen, especially
and then as you grow up, it's just, and like, especially as you start making music, you realize that like all your favorite artists are influenced by this crazy music that you've never even listened to, and hip-hop essentially comes from a number of different genres being mashed together over a beat. Like, that's what sampling is, you know what I mean? And like, some of the biggest hip-hop songs are samples from like hilarious artists that hip-hop heads who consider themselves only like the, I only listen to the hardcore like stuff. It's like, yeah, but like, you know,
I know when
MOP Cold as Ice is a Foreigner sample. It's like they would never listen to a Foreigner, but the guy who's making that beat is listening to a Foreigner.
I love
chances
that
beat. Are MOP are,
yeah, nice.
And it's like that's awesome. So like,
I remember when sampling was really big, and I had a set of turntables and a sampler. I still make beats, and I remember like getting together with friends of mine that were getting into it too. And just because I was a guitar player, like being able to pull samples from like a Genesis record or something, and they'd be like, where would you hear that? And I was like, well, this is what I listen to. What do you mean? Like, I always thought this would make a good hip-hop beat. I bobbed my head to the music the same way I would to a hip-hop record. So why not just put some drums behind it? Because that's what, you know, all the best hip-hop, that's what it was. And it's the people that had the mind to actually sift through records they wouldn't normally listen to and discover that there's a break here. There's something that, you know, I can really rock a party to.
Yeah,
what's up, buddy?
that all kind of started with like the Run DMC, you know, like bringing in rock sounds and different kind of sounds as well, for sure. But Cam, you've got some like really cool rhymes.
Thanks, thank you.
And I was always wondering, would you ever consider like doing a straight like underground hip hop song? Like,
I've been thinking about making a mixtape now for a while, just going over some beats that, you know, I make or guys in the band make or that I like. Just as like a alternative outlet, because when you have a guy, when you have a band with this many people in it and actively taking part in the music, you're gonna get one verse a song, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? So, and I'm like, I write a lot of rap, so I have all this surplus stuff that I'm like, oh, I just want to do this. So,
yeah.
So you never know.
That's cool. And the other thing, you guys have a DJ as part of your band.
Yeah, totally.
So,
Diggy.
Yeah.
Diggy the DJ. Follow him on Twitter.
That's very cool. Are you on Twitter too?
Oh yeah,
everyone's on Twitter.
Everyone's on Twitter.
I'm big into Twitter. It's like my news outlet now. So I get all my news away.
Sometimes it's how I find out what city we're in the next day. It's like, I'm so excited to see you in tomorrow. Oh, okay.
Nice. That's where I am.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, because I'm following the band, but I'm not following you all individually. I like Twitter. It's really cool. Pretty useful thing.
Yeah, totally. It's awesome.
Down with Webster. What's behind that? Where'd the name come from?
A bunch of 12-year-olds struggling to make a name at the end of band class.
Well, we were at Tyler's house after like getting our first band rehearsal, if you want to call it that. And I guess we took a break to eat some lunch or something. And I remember the show Webster, the '80s show, was on TV, and we were watching it. And we thought it was kind of funny. We thought, that guy's cool. How could you not like that guy? The little Webster kid. So we're like, we're down with that guy. Down with Webster. And we never really thought about it again, and by the time we ever even considered the name, it was just so embedded, and everyone knew it. So.
It was too late. By the time we realized it was too late.
Well, that was where my my brain went when I first heard Webster. I was like, oh, the old TV show. That's what.
Yeah, some people think we want to, like, burn dictionaries or that we hate, like, you know, or that we hate Emmanuel Lewis. And it's like, yeah, no. It's nothing that intense.
It was quick. It was easy. Yeah. And I think...
it's got a certain ring to it. That's all it matters.
Once people remember it, I mean, I've heard all kinds of variations. Up With Winston was a good one.
Yeah, my dad was calling it Up With Winston for like
a year.
So
what's that name of that band, Up With Winston?
Yeah.
But, yeah, wow. Down With Webster, I don't know. Just, once people remembered it, it had a ring to it. And then people started calling it D-Dub. And then it was just, by that point, you know.
Yeah, then you got your nice little DWW logo. Kind of looks like the Volkswagen logo.
Totally looks like the Volkswagen logo.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
No, it doesn't.
What?
What are you talking about?
No,
I've never even seen the Volkswagen logo.
Anyway, we've been talking for a while. We should spin one of your songs.
All right.
Right on.
I want to spin Your Man.
All right, do it up.
Yeah, definitely.
It's for all the girls out there.
All right. Ladies. Cool. So we're going to spin that track, Daddy J, and we'll be back to talk with more with members of Down With Webster. Stay tuned. That was Your Man, Down With Webster. I was just watching that video the other day and with my girlfriend, and I like laughed. I was like, I love that line right there. The one, I had a crush like an empty soda can.
Oh, yeah.
That's you, right, Cam?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, that's a cool verse.
Oh, like thanks, man. Right, yeah, I like that verse a lot, too. That's one thing that always, like, I'm always like, oh, man, is this song too sugary? Like, you know, it's a love song. It was like it was written for a girl, and it was one of these things that like it was a song that before before I played it for anyone in the band, I had made the beat and kind of come up with the rough chorus and stuff. And I'm just like, I can't even play this for other guys; like they're gonna make fun of me. And then people liked it, and I'm so glad that I felt like my verse was really good. And I'm like, see, like anyone who's into rap or like into what like I'm into is still gonna get it.
Yeah, because I like to focus on lyrics, and quite often in pop songs, it's like nothing.
Yeah, it's just pointless. It's like you're just filling up.
I'm going to the club.
You're filling up 16 bars without saying anything, which is never cool.
Yeah, because I think it's the same song a little bit later on. One of the other guys has, you know, 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes forward and says 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's quite a nice little formula there.
Yeah, like we do put a fair amount of time into our lyrics, which I think is strange for a group that a lot of people, you know, label as pop music. So it's something that's pop radio, top 40. Like, so it's cool. I'm glad that people are liking it.
Yeah, there's another lyric that sounded very hip-hop off of Rich Girl. I'm trying to get paid for what I say on stage.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's very hip-hop, too, you know? It's like...
Well, I think lyrically, that's all we listened to growing up. That's where you learn how to write lyrics from hip-hop records. Even when I sing, a lot of what I wound up writing is calling my verse. I mean, you could take the melody out of it and rap it.
Yeah.
On a lot of our stuff.
Yeah, you're like a white Nelly.
Yeah, exactly.
With a little bit deeper content.
We grew up. Lyrics were all we did for a long time. I think the fact that we combined other elements of music, you know, when we were starting out and playing around clubs and...
Yeah, because lyrics are cool. Sometimes, though, it's good to just shut up and be like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Put your hands up, go!
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a place for that, too, so...
Yeah, you know, but I think a lot of companies at first didn't... I mean, people that were shopping our records to, A, didn't get the fact that it was not one genre, and B, didn't necessarily get the fact that we were going for lyrically kind of, you know, we wanted it to be something that you could listen to 10 years later and be like, oh, that was actually well written.
Yeah.
Not just be like going along with the hype of the day sort of thing. So.
That's awesome.
We try.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah, and I hear you guys have, from word of mouth and Twitter and from your website, that you have a really energetic, awesome live show. So I can't wait to see that. You guys are going to be hitting the stage very shortly.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be in the crowd bouncing around.
Sick.
Yeah, definitely.
Sick.
So I know you guys got to go. I wish we could talk to you longer.
Fortunately,
yeah. All good, man.
But we'll spin a couple more of your songs. And it's been nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, man. Same.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
The back of my hand, I thought I knew you like the back of my hand. You acted so cruel, you know I can't stand the things that you do, cause you know that you
build me up just to break me down. Thought you were the one, but I see you get around. I wanna go nuts when I see you on the town. You built me up just to break me down.
Your hips so cold, your lips so bold, that every time I see you, girl, I'm hitting slow.
Back up!
back of my hand. You acted so cruel, you know I can't stand the things that you do, cause you know that you can. The limo pulled up, I saw your new man, bet it wouldn't hold up to the back of my hand. The back of my hand, the back of my hand.
Watch you, I'm gonna want to chat to you, and you're going like you don't want to chat to me. So what I'm doing, tell him what the fuck I'm going on.
Creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cock, cause niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I'll make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play by play, day by day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. The hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by, cause I'm too hard to lift. And know this ain't Aerosmith, it's the motherfucking D.R.E. from the CPT. On a riding spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow points commence to pop, 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 yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse. Go back and take another spot, cause I'm
rolling in my 6-4
with all the niggas saying, just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fists. It's just that gangster glare with gangster raps. That gangster shit makes the gangs of snaps. Word to the motherfucking streets. And word to these hype-ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my 4 on D's. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the chronic, the Remy Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers on my dick, cause my 4 won't hit. Pancake front and back, side to side and all that shit. So when I crawl, I comes correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Now let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side, yeah.
I'm rolling in my 6-4.
What all the bitches saying? What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Know what I'm saying? Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson. On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my rear view, cause niggas they will do jack moves. Black fools, cause I smack fools. Trying to set me up for a 211. Fuck around and get caught up in a 187. But I don't represent no gangbang. Some niggas like lynching, but I just watch them hang. So on and so on. Why don't you let me roll on? I remember back in the days when I used to have to get my stroll on. Did nobody wanna speak? Now everybody peeping out the window when they hear me beating up the street. Is it Dre? Is it Dre? That's what they say every single motherfucking day. Yo, but I ain't tripping, I'm just kicking it while my D's keep spinning and these hoes keep grinning. I'll be
rolling in my 6-4.
What everybody's saying? Hell yeah. What everybody's saying?
Hell yeah.
did. They didn't do it again.
What?
Why you shit on these niggas two times, Dr. Dre?
Oh, for sure.
Nah.
You smell that?
This is special right here.
What?
Yeah. What? The toast to the boogie, baby. To the boogie, oogie, oogie.
What's cracking, Dre?
Just let me lay back and kick some old simplistic pimp shit on Slim shit. Start rise like Limp Bizkit. Stone guilty conscience at concerts and watch mosh pits. Some motherfuckers knock each other unconscious. Some of these crowds that Slim draws as rowdy as Crenshaw Boulevard when it's packed and full of cars. Some of these crowds me and Snoop draw is niggas from Crenshaw, from Long Beach to South Central. Not these niggas again, these prone ass ignorant men with hair triggers again. You and what army could harm me? D.R.E. and Shady with Doggy from Long Beach. They came a long way to making these songs play. It'll be a wrong move to stare me the wrong way. I got a long ooze and I carry it all day. Sometimes it's like a nightmare just being Andre. But I somehow, some way.
Hello, nigga. You know about Doggy. Now let me cut these niggas up and show them where the fuck I'm coming from. I get the party cracking from the shit that I be spitting, son. Hit and run, get it done. Get the fun, split and run. Got about 50 guns. And I love all of them. Same, bang bang. Damn, baby girl, what's your name? I forgot what you say it was. Damn, a nigga buzz. Hanging in the club with my nephew Eminem. What up, cuz? The great white American hope. Then hooked up with the king of the motherfucking West Coast, baby.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust.
They always want a day.
I'm the head nigga in charge. I'm watching you move. You're found dead in your garage with 10 o'clock news coverage. Gotta love it cause I expose the facade. Your little lungs is too small to hot box with God. All jokes aside, come bounce with us. Standing over you with a 12 gauge about to bust. It's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I might leave in a body bag but never in cuffs. So who do you trust? They just not rugged enough. When things get rough, I'm in the club shooting with puff. Bitch, please, you must have a mental disease. Assume the position and get back down on your knees, come on.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
It's the devil, they always wanna change.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
It's the devil, they always wanna change.
Oh no, big slim dog. 80-pound ball, stick 6 inch long. Back up in the, he's it, baby. He's shaded.
He's so crazy.
Give me the mic, let me recite to Timothy White. Pickets outside, they're gonna scope offices every night. What if he's right? I'm just a criminal, making a living off of the world's misery. What in the world gives me the right to say what I like and walk around flipping the bird? Living the urban life like a white kid from the burbs. Dreaming at night and screaming at mom, scheming to leave. Run away from home and grow to be as evil as me. I just want you all to notice me and people to see. Somewhere deep down is a decent human being in me. It just can't be found. So the reason you've been seeing this me is cause this is me now. The reason doodles being this me. So when you see me dressing up like a nerd on TV or heard the CD using the fag words so freely, it's just me being me. Here, want me to tone it down? Suck my fucking dick, you faggot. You happy now? Look here.
I saw some trouble everywhere that I go. Ask the bouncers in the club cause they know. I saw some shit they throw me out the back door. Come back and shoot the club up with a fofo.
You really wanna fuck? Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
The devil, they always wanna change.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
The devil, they always wanna change.
2001 and forever. Slim Shady, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, X to the Z, Nate Dogg, come on, yeah.
That was Bitch Please 2, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Exhibit, Nate Dogg, and Eminem. And I was going through my collection and I had a hard time finding it because I thought it was a Snoop Dogg track. and it's actually on the Eminem album. So I almost played the original, but the remix is nice. I wanted to play Bitch Please 2, and so you heard that song. And right before that, you heard Dr. Dre, Let Me Ride, with Snoop Dogg doing backup vocals. And I just want to rewind a little bit here and let you know why I played those songs. So rewind.
Yeah, you know, we've opened for tons of different bands. Everyone from when you're opening for Fergie, and then all of a sudden you're opening for, like, you know, Snoop Dogg or...
Yeah, that was from earlier in the interview, Dan with Webster talking about just a few of the hip-hop acts they've opened for. Man, it's pretty amazing that they've got this, the hip-hop influence and the hip-hop sound and nice lyrics and everything within a pop music frame. But I want to play another group now. They didn't mention in the interview, but they've opened for, and Gamma Crush and I and Daddy J really like these guys. They're amazing. And coincidentally, I saw them play at the CNE years and years ago. It was an amazing show. Dream Warriors was on the bill with them, and Thrust, and it was an awesome show. I'm talking about The Roots. They've got a new album, How I Got Over. If you don't have that, you got to pick it up, because it is just sonically beautiful. It's amazing, but don't take my word for it. Listen to this track, and we'll be right back.
Driving me ballistic. I ran from it for years, but it's still next to me, and it's growing stronger. sinner's court's important, have church with me. I'm trying to get rid of these ghosts that's cursing me. I feel a change is an absolute certainty, cause what's going on is a state of emergency.
That was Now or Never by The Roots from their amazing new album, How I Got Over. Sonically beautiful album. I think it's my favorite album since their first one. And the other day I was in the car with my girlfriend and we were listening to some tunes and she picked up my MP3 player and started scrolling through the album titles and just picked one that caught her fancy and she started playing Do You Want More? And only because she thought it was a cool title with the, you know, lowercase, do you want more, question mark, exclamation mark, question mark. And I congratulated her on an awesome choice. We listened to it the whole ride. She loved it. Next time we were in the car, I played on the new Roots album, and she loved it too. I converted her. We made a new Roots fan. Yes. Coincidentally enough, Down With Webster opened for the Roots, among others, Snoop Dogg, that's why we played him. We're continuing our Down With Webster hour right now. I wish I had a whole hour to talk to those guys because they were really, really cool. But they had to go do a meet and greet, so we had to settle for the time that we had with them. But we're extending it to an hour-long show for you here, an hour-long segment, by playing some songs that we mentioned in the interview and some artists that are associated with them. Coincidentally, I saw The Roots at the CNE a long time ago. I can't remember the exact year, but I know it was before I met Gamma Crush, because we went to a lot of hip-hop shows together when we first met. And I was saying, one of the best concerts I ever saw was The Roots at the CNE. Don't you agree? He was like, dude, I wasn't there. I was like, you weren't there? What? Because I tell you, it feels like I've known Gamma Crush forever, but we met around 98, I think it was, so that concert had to be before that. But coincidentally, The Roots, they all did solos in their concert, and Down With Webster kind of did the same thing at the X this year. They had a drum solo, and Marty, their drummer, was phenomenal. Man, he would play this short little thing, stop, short little thing, and stop. He was doing like this breakbeat, and he was all animated, and it was amazing. Man, Down With Webster put on a great, great show. Anyway, I want to play another song, but I want to explain why we're playing it. So I'm going to find a spot, rewind, and then we'll play the song. All right? Stay tuned.
All your favorite artists are influenced by this crazy music that you've never even listened to, and hip-hop essentially comes from a number of different genres being mashed together over a beat. Like, that's what sampling is, you know what I mean? And like, some of the biggest hip-hop songs are samples from, like, hilarious artists that hip-hop heads who consider themselves only, like, I only listen to the hardcore, like, stuff. It's like, yeah, but, like, you know.
I know when
M.O.P. Cold as Ice is a Foreigner sample. It's like, they would never listen to a Foreigner. But the guy who's making that beat is listening to a Foreigner.
I
and
love
chances
that
are
yeah,
M.O.P. are.
Nice.
And it's like, that's awesome.
Motherfuckers to the back of the minor bill. See, I'm for real with delivering these M.O.P. tactics. I'll bury you bastards. I custom make caskets to B.G.
Soldier nigga.
To Y.G.
Soldier nigga.
Even the O.G.
Cobra nigga.
Soldier nigga. I may come with my gun in my hand to make sure you motherfuckers understand.
Pardon me. How the fuck you gonna star with me? I'm a heavyweight in this game. You just spar with me. You get laced down from your face down. shit. Niggas thought MOP stand for mopping shit. Don't get it twisted. I told you that we top of the line, design realistic. For instance, mash out my side. We come through and clear your ass out. Dump and air your ass out. Jump, we cold. I passed all classes, one of the fastest that blasted flashes. You seen my work, you know my steez. It's a slim chance that I'ma hesitate to squeeze, please. Money never made me, money never played me. And money bet not make me. Whack his ass, subtract his ass when I step through his hood. Fuck dropping you, I'm into stopping you for good.
Stop him if you could.
You're as cold as ice.
And you'll be stiff as a log in a suit looking nice. You the sinner, nigga. But you ain't cold enough to freeze hot slugs when they run up in ya. You ain't in my class, nigga. I'm the last, nigga. You gon' fuck around and get blast. Sucker ass, nigga. The soul survivor, survivor soul. Nigga, you rollin', I rollin' strong. I told you that I'm cold. Jump on the stage and show my ass like Howard Stern, but not in that form. I perform lyrical heat waves that'll keep your brain warm. But when it's on, you fuck around and get ripped up, but get placed in a body bag with that ass zipped up. Toe tag him,
get him. Even ballistics won't be able to tell how to full rack him. Drag him halfway down the block. Now you know where a nigga go when a nigga close that nigga shop. Tell me something new. On behalf of the first family staff and homicide crews in control.
Real niggas won't fall.
I told you we were cold.
Alright, that was the Mashed Out Posse, Rugged Never Smooth, M.O.P. with their track Cold as Ice. And like Cam from Down with Webster said, that was a Foreigner sample. Well, I wasn't familiar with the sample at all. Like he said, hip-hop heads probably wouldn't be familiar with it. But, you know, whoever made the beat was, and listened to that, and I love the way they flipped that. That song is wicked. My favorite track off of that album, Warriors. The same album has Ante Up on it, which you probably know because that was the smash hit a while back. When was that? Man, I'm getting old, losing track of the time and years of things. But anyway, good music is good music, and that's why we played Down with Webster, and we spent an hour talking to them and playing some tracks. But stay tuned, because just like always, Dope FM is here every Saturday night, spinning the best in underground hip-hop, artist interviews, hip-hop history segments, and lots more. Give us a shout, check the podcast, and you can check transcripts at chasemarch.com for lots of good stuff, and dopefm.cjb.net. All right, we're going to spin one more song, and then we're going to be out of here. Maybe we should play Ante Up. What do you think? Definitely feeling MOP. We're going to play Ante Up, and then we'll be out of here for the Down with Webster Hour. But Dope FM is going all night long. Stay tuned, y'all.
You know what I mean? Let's get ready to go down. Funk Master Flex Tunnel Stale. Shout out to Big Cat Cypher Sounds. MOP, Ante Up in the fucking background. For the real niggas, you know what I mean? Shout out to Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, Uptown, Harlem, the BX. All my real niggas with the 20 inches outside, you know what I mean? Fake niggas, get the fuck out and hold on to your shit, you know what I mean? Funk Flex, one time for your motherfucking mind. One.
Take knees off. Take things off. Take chains off. Take rings off. Blink slices, yeah. Fake.
suggestion will send you to your grave.
So, you think I don't know that? Nigga, hold on. Nigga, hold on. Nigga, hold on. From the street, cousin, you know the drill. I'm 999 flowers short of a mill.
Hey, yeah, 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 fool. Hey, yeah. Kid, yeah, yeah, fool.
It's the perfect timing. You see the man shining. Get up on some goddamn diamonds.
Huh?
FM, 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 FM.